Welcome to WREN Radio, making bird songs memorable. I'm Radio Wren. Today we're going to listen in on the black and white warbler, the black-throated green warbler, and the yellow-rumped warbler. It's especially valuable to learn the songs of warblers because they're very hard to see. They're tiny, they're fast, and they flit in and out of trees. And once the leaves are out, it's really hard to see them. Our first warbler is the black and white warbler. This little guy is striking with its black stripes. It creeps along the tree trunks and branches. It's very common. Its call is a very high-pitched, wheezy, wheezy, wheezy. You can just remember that the black and white warbler we see in black and white. The interesting thing about the black and white warbler is that it has an unusually long hind toe and claw, which will help it grab onto the tree bark as it climbs all around the branches. Our next warbler is our black-throated green, and we're going to hear two songs. The first one, zee 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 zoo zee. The next song we're going to hear from the black-throated green is zoo zee zoo zoo zee. Here's how we can remember the black-throated green warbler. The BTG says zoo zoo zee. Our next warbler is the yellow-rumped warbler, or I learned it as the myrtle warbler. This little bird is sometimes called the butterbutt because of its bright yellow patch on its rump. Its song is just a trill. It kind of goes up at the end. Sometimes it goes down at the end. The yellow-rumped warbler also has a bright yellow splotch on the top of its head and yellow on its breast as well. This is Radio Wren, and thanks for joining me on this warbler walk on WREN Radio. Be sure to visit the Flyby Shop at wrenradio.com to support this podcast. All proceeds from the Flyby Shop go to purchase the license to use the calls and songs from the Macaulay Library at the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology in Ithaca, New York. I'm Radio Wren, and until next time, keep singing.